Across North America, dealers are paying up to $1,200 for a golden or bald eagle carcass. The heads, wing, feet, and feathers often wind up in Indian powwow regalia, though they've also turned up in New Age ceremonies and on European trophy shelves. Mary Jane Levine is a special agent with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which oversees the Great Lakes region, including Wisconsin. She says many states and federal laws promise hard consequences for eagle poachers.
Both the bald and golden eagle are protected by the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. That carries misdemeanor penalties of $100,000 or up to a year in jail.
But given the remote, isolated habitat of the birds, it's hard to catch poachers in the act. And Native Americans are largely exempt from bans against collecting eagle parts. Western Teton Sioux tribal member Kenneth Bordeaux says the birds are used in many traditional ceremonies.
The eagle climbs higher than any other known animal or mammal and has contact with the Great Spirit. He's a solar bird. He's held in high regard in our culture. And there's a law protecting them, but they allow us to have eagle feathers when we need them. They're from a repository.
The repository system allows Indians to receive parts from eagles that die in the wild or in zoos. But demand often outpaces supply, which may contribute to the appeal of poaching. Special permits for feathers can be given to those with government-issued certificates of Indian birth, but many permits go unchecked. Wildlife advocates say they want greater protection for eagles before the population suffers crippling losses. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.